We're not ready, U.S. lags on pandemic preparedness after COVID, experts say. U.S. public health warns it's unprepared for the next pandemic after COVID-era budget cuts and misinformation cripple response. The U.S. isn't ready for the next pandemic, and a rare hantavirus outbreak is exposing the gaps. Slashing funds and spreading misinformation have left public health agencies scrambling to test for diseases and control outbreaks. Public health experts in the U.S. say the country isn't ready to handle the next pandemic. Years of budget cuts and a surge in misinformation have left agencies struggling to test for rare diseases, track outbreaks, and control public panic. The hantavirus case in Colorado this month is a stark reminder of the cracks in the system. A man in his 20s tested positive after cleaning an infested shed, a reminder that hantavirus is real, even if it's not the next COVID. But the U.S. lacks the tools to respond quickly. Labs are understaffed, test kits are scarce, and trust in health warnings is fading fast. The CDC has seen its emergency funding drop by over $1 billion since 2020, while misinformation about vaccines and disease risk spreads faster than facts. It's a dangerous mix. Assuming everything goes well in containing this outbreak, which I hope it does, the takeaway from that should not be we're fine, said Stephanie Psaki, former White House Global Health Security Coordinator. We're not ready for this type of threat. The hantavirus case isn't just about one disease. It's about the broader collapse in public health infrastructure. The U.S. used to run nationwide tests for rare pathogens, but labs have shuttered. Outbreak response teams are understaffed, and health departments are drowning in paperwork. Colorado's health department confirmed 14 hantavirus cases in the past decade, but only a handful of labs can run the tests. The CDC's budget for emerging threats fell from $1.1 billion in 2020 to $600 million in 2024. That's half the money for tracking diseases that could jump from animals to humans. #Hashtag the funding gap after COVID-19 turned into a funding cliff. In 2021, Congress approved $8.3 billion for pandemic preparedness. But by 2023, only $2.7 billion remained. Most of that money went to stockpiling supplies and buying vaccines, not shoring up the daily work of health departments. Now, states are cutting staff and closing clinics. California's public health lab system lost 200 positions since 2020. Michigan State Lab cut its pathogen testing staff by a third. These aren't just numbers. They mean slower responses, missed cases, and more deaths. #Hashtag misinformation is making the problem worse. False claims about vaccines and disease risks have eroded trust in health warnings. During the hantavirus scare, some people dismissed the case as a hoax. Others shared unproven cures. The noise drowned out the real risk, a rare but deadly disease that kills 38% of those infected. Public health agencies are now spending more time correcting myths than tracking cases. The World Health Organization calls misinformation one of the biggest threats to global health security. The U.S. isn't immune. #Hashtag the hantavirus case is a warning, not a worst-case scenario. Hantavirus is spread by rodents, not person to person, so the risk of a big outbreak is low. But the case exposes a system that's barely holding together. The CDC's National Center for Emerging and Zoonotic Infectious Disease,